But all the while, up above his heads, those toily metal things, spinning and spinning and spinning. If you ask me, it's unhygienic.
Listen here, Mr. Matt Damon. Those twirly metal things, as you call them, they have names.
We don't like it when you stuck-up big city knobs come sticking your noses in where they're not wanted. All our air conditioners have parts, and all the parts have names.
Aye, those twirly metal things be called rotors. These here rotors are the rotating parts. They go round and round. The parts that don't go round are called the stators.
That's right, Jean-Marie. An electric current is fed mysteriously into the rotors by way of two slip rings.
Aye, and those slip rings be mounted on the shafts, but in an ingenious countryside fashion.
Right, fellas, that's all well and good, but can I just stop you there?
No, you cannot stop us there, Mr. Damon. You cannot stop us for the simple reason we have not stopped, have we, Jean-Marie?
We ain't nowhere near stopping.
You see that big green cable running across the ceiling? It passes the current through the field windings, which brings the center of gravity of the rotating structure midway between the bearings.
Aye, and these windings be securely held in position by heavy metal wedges.
While movements of the end connectors is prevented by a series of greasy slats.
Like really very greasy slats.
These slats are appreciably thinner than their roots, where the hair grows. Only it's not hair.
Not hair? What do you mean it's not hair? My grandfather used to say to me, Matt, my little friend, things may come and things they may explode, but hair remains the same.
You can say what you like, Mr. Damon. It won't change a thing. The axial length of the hair, which is not hair, must not exceed the critical length.
Critical length? What critical length? Nobody told me about no critical length.
A 10-pole Tudor machine with a hair length of 7 meters and a core output of over 8,000 kilopods.
Kilopods? What in the name of Moses is a kilopod?
Kilopods are methods of cooling the air that uses an axial drive. Axial ventilation is more efficient than radial ventilation because heat developed is passed across the laminations in order to reach...
Okay, hold it right there. No. Looky here. Me, Matt Damon, from the wonderful city of Los Angeles. Is sorry to interrupt you two fellas in full flow. Okay, and I am sure that what you are saying is of great interest to students who are studying to become the next giants of the air conditioning world. Okay, nevertheless, I am in something of a hurry. I got to get somewhere before the sun, that bright thing in the sky over there, goes down.
Just where are you aiming to get to, stranger, before the sun sets?
That's simple. I'm paying a visit to the castle. To the castle that is located around this locale. Castel Leopold. Hey, it's all gone kind of quiet in here. What did I say? Did I just make one of them faux pas?
Now, you listen here and you listen good, Mr. Damon. I'll tell you this just once. Pack your bag and leave. Leave and now.
It's a curse on that castle. My little three girls, Cindy, Mindy, and Windy, they all disappeared into that castle. Never to return. Never. A curse on it! And that monster King Leopold.
Easy there, Jean-Marie. Easy now, man.
What's the matter with him? Crying like a newborn ham. Don't he like castles? I love castles. My grandpappy used to say, Matt, my little friend, if he has to take a vacation, a good place to take a vacation is in a castle. You know what I mean?
Very well, Mr. Damon. If you gotta go... You go. Go and meet the fate that Castle Leopold holds for you. But don't ever show your face in the old bull and swastika again. See that martini?
Yeah, I'm still drinking it already.
That's the last martini that this hand will shake for you.
I didn't ask for shaking. I asked for stoic.